Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our favorite health guru, Beverly Nadler, her daughter, her family and friends, and all of you out there that are our listeners and our family and friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show today, folks. It is said that some people eat to live, others live to eat. Either way, you should eat the right foods to live a healthy life. One of the major causes of poor health is a severe lack of essential nutrients in today's food supply, along with an abundance of preservatives, chemicals, and other additives. Health guru Beverly Nadler tells us that in spite of this challenge, it is still possible to eat your way to better health and a long life. You just need the knowledge Beverly will share with you, along with the desire to apply what you learn in this informative and provocative program. Welcome to the show, author, poet, extraordinaire, my best friend, a wonderful person, a great mother, and all those other things that I can only use. Triple A of ratings, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, my goodness, Joyce. I'm blushing. Thank you so much for that. I love you, too, and I am so grateful to be on your show, to have the opportunity to share knowledge that I've spent pretty much most of my adult life researching and working with, and your show gives me a forum, place where I can share this for your worldwide audience. So thank you so much for that.
And you're welcome so much. You know what a challenge it is? You are the only one that has a show each and every week. Here's to Your Health Thursday. And each and every week, I try to come up with another introduction to introduce my special friend to the worldwide audience.
Well, thank you for that. Well, what this show is about is super foods for super health. And some of these foods will surprise you because you're actually eating them. But some of them you've probably never heard of. But before I begin, I want to share this with you. It's called the History of Medicine. And it's been done and overdone, but I haven't seen it for a long time. Anyhow, the way it begins is in 2000 B.C. it was here, eat this root. 1000 A.D. was that root is heathen, here, say this prayer. In 1850 A.D., that prayer is superstition. Here, drink this potion. In 1940 A.D., that potion is snake oil. Here, swallow this pill. In 1985, that pill is ineffective. Here, take this antibiotic. In 2006 and up until now, that antibiotic doesn't work anymore. Here, eat this root. So the object of this is to say we are going back to the roots. What is it that keeps us healthy? Certainly there are many things, but nutrition is essential. We need it for every cell in our body. We have to have the proper nutrients. Now, I'm going to tell you what superfoods are, but first, I'm going to tell you what they're not. And I know that to many people, even the term superfoods probably means something like, oh, some weird food only health food fattest eat, and they're probably tasteless, or worse, they probably taste terrible. Well, in today's world, nothing could be further from the truth. Like it or not, as I said, our body and our brain, and this is very important because our brain controls our body, so we have to keep our brain healthy also. So it needs nutrition in order to function properly, and that means we've got to have protein, complex carbohydrates, and fat. And the food that we eat must contain vitamins, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and antioxidants fight free radicals, which are a known cause of every serious disease, including cancer and heart disease. So just as important, the food we eat must be free from pesticides. And this is what I mean, but I'll tell you what they're not. When you have food that has pesticides, herbicides, solvents, artificial flavors, preservatives, colors, that have hormones, antibiotics, GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms, and added sugar and sugar substitutes, these are not and never can be superfoods. Now, why is the latter important? That is, why is leaving out all of these things that I just spoke about important? Because you're adding toxicity to your body, and the more toxicity that we take in, the harder our body has to work to keep us healthy, and the harder our liver has to work. And it's interesting, the word liver, if you take off the R, you have live. If you want to stay alive, you need a healthy liver because it is the organ of detoxification. But when you've got too many toxins, too many poisons from food, from the air, from water, from stress, whatever it is, it's impossible to be healthy. So we begin with good food. And it's important to know that most processed foods, especially by the well-known food manufacturers, the giant manufacturers and conglomerates and distributors, Their food contains an overabundance of all of these above and much too much salt. So we need some salt, but much too much salt and sugar or sugar substitutes. And it's interesting to know that 75% of the complaints about to the FDA about food poisoning or a problem with food comes from what is aspartame, NutraSweet. So you do not want to get food that contains that. So when I tell you about superfoods, we'll be talking about natural foods, many of which should be organic when that is possible. You want to avoid pesticides and herbicides. You want grass-fed beef and lamb to avoid hormones and antibiotics. You know, the antibiotics that we get in our food is one of the primary reasons why antibiotic drugs are not working. They can't work against these super bugs that have changed form because that's what happens when you have too many of feed them too many antibiotics. Some of them get stronger and they breed stronger, more potent superbugs. So we want to be really careful about that. And we get our eggs from cage-free chickens or organic if you can. We want wild-caught fish, and that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning. And what, you know, struck me as you were talking, and the show is called Superfoods for Super Health, what struck me is if you want to be Superman or Superwoman, to listen to the show and adhere to it.
Okay, so here we go. First begin with some of the common foods, and you want to know why they're so healthy. And the first I'm going to talk about is eggs. They are extremely healthy. That old myth that they were causing too much cholesterol has been debunked years ago. The cholesterol in eggs is actually balanced by the lecithin that is also in eggs. And your liver actually makes cholesterol, understand that, to repair damage from free radicals. Also, your brain needs cholesterol. And if you want to lower cholesterol, it's not to not eat eggs. It is to stop eating sugar and garbage foods. Organic eggs and cage-free eggs were considered to be perfect proteins, and they still are exceptional proteins, exceptionally healthy. So I highly recommend that if you've taken off eggs, you begin doing your own research if you're not convinced of what I'm telling you and find out how healthy they truly are. That's one food that is very common. Another that I believe is common among most people is bananas. And they're delicious, and they are a great source of magnesium. And what does that do? It protects against bone loss. It's also associated with heart health. It contains a lot of potassium, which is also very important for the heart, helps to lower blood pressure, and reduces the risk of kidney stones and bone loss. That's banana. And so bananas are a fattening fruit. They are a very, very healthy fruit. So cut down on some of your processed foods and the sugar that you might be getting from soda or whatever other sources and cakes and candies, and add some banana to your food.
I never thought of bananas as a particularly healthy food. That wouldn't even occur to me. Wow. And that it protects against, yes, bone loss. And the other things you stated, that's very impressive. And now I need to know, now I know that I need to have more bananas in my diet.
And they're so delicious, you know? So that's another thing.
I also
was reading recently that people are making ice cream out of it. They're freezing the bananas, putting them into a blender after they're frozen, mixing it with a little coconut milk or some other, and stevia, which is a natural sweetener, something we'll talk about later. And they're having a delicious ice cream treat. So there's some wonderful recipes, by the way. You can find them online. Certainly there's books with cooking with natural foods, because more and more people are interested in that. Another wonderful food is berries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, just berries. They have wonderful antioxidant benefits, which means they fight free radicals. And the blueberries in particular, they're doing some research, and they say that it boosts brain function. And that's quite extraordinary. And they're also finding that they may lower cholesterol levels. Blueberries are also a source of vitamin K, which we don't get enough of in our regular diet, which is also helps to prevent osteoporosis and hardening of the arteries. All blueberries are a good choice. And let's say a quarter blackberries here, it says that they deliver vitamin K along with a quarter of your daily vitamin C in just a half a cup, and they are so low in the calories. They have virtually very little carbohydrates, and they are wonderful to be added to the smoothies. People, more and more people are becoming aware that it's very simple to make a smoothie and to add berries to them, whether it's blueberries or strawberries. But I've got to say this right at the beginning. Berries are extremely highly sprayed. Strawberries in particular are one of the worst foods. When I say highly sprayed, I mean that they don't just have one or two different kinds of pesticides or herbicides. They could have as much as 20, and sometimes I've read beyond that. So you want them to be organic, and if they don't have them organic fresh, then go for the frozen. And if you can defrost them in your refrigerator, or as I do them when I put them into my smoothies, I want them frozen because I want to just instead of I don't add the ice cubes, I put in my frozen fruit. Another delicious super food. Okay, in addition to that, we have nuts. Nuts are very, very healthy. They are really, truly nature's foods. I try to get them organic because I've read that they kind of sop up the pesticides. I don't know how many pesticides are used in nuts, but I do get organic as much as possible. And I know how healthy they are. And they're delicious also. You don't want to eat cups of nuts at a time. You want to eat maybe a quarter of a cup. But they are wonderful walnuts, especially for brain health. And also there's an antioxidants again. Almonds are a particularly good source for riboflavin, a B vitamin, and also vitamin E, magnesium, zinc. They all have different wonderful benefits and nutrients. And again, nuts are delicious.
Yes, that is probably true. I'm not a nut person myself, but I would say more than any other thing, I think people are allergic to nuts. And when it's found in foods, often they break out in terrible allergies. As I said, more than any other thing, I hear that creates that people
usually
have created many allergies.
Most of the nut is for peanuts, which are not actually a nut. I forgot what they are, but they're not actually. They may be a legume. Much more than anything else is peanuts. And yes, there are. Look, there's probably not any food that someone is not allergic to, that someone can't eat. It's peanuts are the big allergy, and that's why many foods that are processed by what I'm going to call the good manufacturers who are now making foods, prepared foods, but without chemicals, without additives, without pesticides, without hormones. They actually exist. You can find them in the frozen food department of, let's say, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and even supermarkets now, by companies that actually are producing food that people can take home instead of the old Stouffer's or whatever other different ones with all the chemicals in. And they will say, if they are processed in a plant that also processes peanuts. So, yeah, if you have to be careful. Obviously, any food that I'm talking about, if you know you're allergic to it, you're not going to eat it. But one of the things I do want to say is less and less allergies occur in people who have enough good nutrients in their body. People who are healthy, have good, strong immune system, they have less and less allergies. But certainly if a food is something you're allergic to, no, you're not going to eat it.
Well, sometimes it happens inadvertently when it's in a food that the person had no clue. So when you know you have allergies, you always want to read what's in that food to be sure you don't end up in an emergency room.
Absolutely. And if you're eating in a restaurant and you know there's certain foods that you're allergic to, be sure to ask. If you've chosen a dish, ask if something is in there. Or tell them right at the beginning, you know, I'm allergic to this, and this. I'm going to choose my menu. If it contains any of these things, please let me know so I choose something else. So that would be what I'm going to say a whole other show right now. The object is to tell people what are basically healthy foods and superfoods, in fact, because they are that healthy. Seeds also come under that category. Sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. All of these are extremely healthy. They have a lot of different vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and enzymes are essential for the digestion of food. Without enzymes, we actually can't even digest our food. They also have them sprouted.
Well, Beverly, I just want to say one thing about that. Excuse me. I used to have things like a lot of granola, which I like a lot, with a lot of seeds. And I've heard that a lot of seeds is really no good. It can get stuck in the colon. So things like that with so many seeds, I'm not by any means any kind of a health guru. But now, because hearing that, I don't eat things with a lot of seeds.
Okay. The idea is to chew your food well. That's basically the idea. You need to chew your food well, and many people do not chew their food well. So I'm giving you the information on what the health is. Whatever issues, individual issues people have, that's something that I'm not equipped to tell you what to do about them. I just know what has extraordinary health benefits, and seeds do. Most of your granola cereals, by the way, are loaded with sugar, so I wouldn't recommend them at all. But I do recommend seeds themselves, but with something like chia and also flax seeds. Another thing that you can do with seeds, which is what I do with them besides eating them, is to grind them the way people grind coffee beans. Some people, and that's actually what I have, is a coffee bean grinder, but I don't happen to like coffee, so I don't drink it. I'm not saying it's bad. Some coffee, organic coffee, is actually healthy for you. The other coffee, unfortunately, is horribly sprayed, and there is a problem with it for many people, even though they love it and they're addicted to it. But you can grind them, and then there is no problem of having them get stuck in your colon. And again, they can be added to a smoothie. And a smoothie would have fruit, would have nuts. I put some yogurt in there and a protein powder made from whey protein, not soy protein, organic whey protein. And I don't need sweetener because the fruits themselves have the sweetening in them. So that's a way that you can get it. In fact, there was advertised not too long ago. I received this thing in the mail about the superfood from, I forgot, the Aztecs or someplace else, and on and on and on about the most greatest food in the entire world. And it ended up being chia seeds, which I've been eating for years. But as I said, I ground them. Once you ground seeds, they need to be refrigerated. When they're not ground, you can keep them in the cabinet. But once you grind them, they should be in the refrigerator. So that's my response to seeds, okay? Another superfood is salmon. It should be fresh salmon. Whole Foods claims that their salmon, which is farmed, is actually not farmed the way all other salmon is farmed. It's farmed by having a part of the ocean that is reserved for their fishes, so they're not crowded and they're not fed antibiotics, which the other fish are, usually farm fish are fed. And the reason salmon is so important, it's not as large a fish. Very large fishes like tuna, unfortunately, which is delicious, but contains a lot of mercury. So I eat it very sparingly, do eat it occasionally, but very sparingly. But salmon and sardines, which is a really small fish, they have a much smaller percentage of mercury that's in the water. But what's wonderful about them, first of all, they're low on calories, and they contain the omega-3 fatty acids. And these fatty acids are extremely important for our brain, for one, and also every cell in our body is enclosed in fat. It needs to be enclosed with healthy fat. What we're getting is way too much omega-6 fatty acids, because they come in all processed, just about all processed foods. But the omega-3s in salmon and sardines makes these fish extremely healthy and a wonderful protein. Remember, protein are the building blocks of your body. So you need to have protein.
I just want to say this is really yet another important show with Health Guru Beverly Nadler. But she will also tell you why that one of the best things you could do for your mind, body, and spirit is listen to this show every day. You never know what information you'll hear. You never know what will make a profound difference in your life. So here, in her words, is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in that endeavor. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left of the homepage, and right under that it says follow. So please do click on that, and you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic, because if you can't be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, know that you can hear any show in our archives 24/7. So you do want to become a follower, so you need not miss any of our really terrific shows. Back to you, Beverly.
And I want to double that, add to that, that you can also look up the shows online on the site just by putting in my name and the name of with the subject. And the reason I'm saying that is because almost everything that we want to cover on health, I've done at least one show on, and there will be more. The subject's endless, of course, so you don't have to be concerned, well, I already heard that subject. There's going to be something very different in every single show. So if you want to look up what the dangers of sugar are, why you shouldn't be eating them, or you want to look up how to shop in the supermarket so that you're getting healthy food, these things and many, many more subjects of exercise and meditation and so on are able, you are able to be able to listen to those shows. It's a wonderful thing. And, of course, not just my shows, though I am partial to them, but every day Joyce has something wonderful to present to you because that's her mission in life, is to make sure she makes a difference with this very extraordinary show.
Absolutely true. And if you want to get extraordinary information about Beverly herself, you want to go to her website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, BeverlyNadler.com. Beverly, tell them about your website. Give them a reason to go there.
Well, it's an extraordinarily impactful educational website. Information about every aspect of health. Also, wonderful information about the things that you need to know about your mind. There's also a lot of poetry, if you like that. And you can find out about my books, which the center menu, you can just click on it and you'll find out about Vibrational Harmony, which is a book about the universal laws and the way your mind works, because that's so much a part of being healthy, is understanding how things work in the world and keeping your mind healthy. Joyce wrote the foreword to that book, so if you order it, be sure to read the foreword. She did a masterful job, as usual. There's so much on this site because I created it as an educational site.
And folks, I wouldn't have written the foreword, I wouldn't have endorsed the book if I didn't believe in it 100% that it could definitely impact your life. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay, something else that we need, we must have fiber in our food, and that's what you get from nuts, that's what you get from seeds, that's what you get from fruits and vegetables. You've got to have these. Very, very important. What fiber does is it actually cleans the walls of the colon and the bowels. It hastens digestion. It helps eliminate toxins. It also fills you up so that you may eat less, which for many people is very important. So you want that. Another food that we've used to say is a guilty pleasure, and you don't have to say that anymore, is dark chocolate. The milk chocolate, unfortunately, doesn't have the same benefits, and I must admit that for years I only ate milk chocolate, and I found out how important dark chocolate was, and that's what I'm eating now, and I have developed a taste for it, whereas when I go back to milk chocolate, I don't even like it anymore. It's the dark chocolate. It's extremely healthy. It has the phytonutrients, and it also has some fiber, and it's just a very, very healthy food, very high in antioxidants. Now, most of your dark chocolate is not organic. I do get the organic. I actually am not in a position to tell you how important that is, because I honestly don't know. I haven't seen any of the write-ups on that. I know on fruits and vegetables, it is extremely important to get the organic because some of them are so highly sprayed. If you can get dark chocolate instead of sugar, with stevia, that would be preference. And what is stevia? It is a plant that's been used for thousands upon thousands of years. It is very, very, very sweet. In other words, maybe a half a teaspoon is equal to like a cup of sugar. I'm not sure of exactly, but it's very sweet. I only use stevia, by the way, in baking. I don't use any sugar at all. I do keep sugar in the house for guests who insist upon it, which is rare, but it does happen. And I feel that I need to accommodate them. I'm not here to tell people what they're supposed to do, unless I'm on the radio or giving a lecture, in which that's what I'm there to do. But at any rate, we no longer have to consider chocolate a guilty pleasure. It's very healthy. Now, I mentioned before about sugar. Most of our sugar is regular beet sugar, and it's highly processed. It contains absolutely no nutrients, and there is the research began years and years ago. I read a book called Sugar Blues. Can't remember the name of the man.
I remember it too. Yeah, I did see that book. It is an ancient book.
Yeah, and he talked about how bad it was, and he was married to Gloria Swanson. I remember that. And now the research is getting more and more definitive on how bad it is. If you do have food with sugar, make sure it says cane sugar or organic sugar. You see, we used to eat maybe 3, 4, 5 pounds of sugar a year. Now we're consuming hundreds of pounds a year, so it has not. It just became a huge problem. And as I mentioned, the sugar substitutes are no better. In fact, some people say they're worse. So I don't use either. But I do use stevia, and there's also something else that's healthy with very, very few calories, and it's called Lohan, L-O-H-A-N, and it's monk fruit. It's actually made from a fruit, and that is also a good sugar substitute. And again, I'm going to say organic. And also, you really need to read the labels if you're buying stevia, because a lot of companies now are putting in dextrose and they're putting in agave powder and different things, and it doesn't say it right up front. Right up front, it just says stevia, and then you have to look on. And I got fooled, and I'm not usually fooled. I was very surprised to find some of the ingredients that's in some of the organic stevia. So make sure it's just pure stevia. And
I was so proud of myself that I bought organic stevia out of your recommendation, and now I know I have to. I can't wait till after the show. I'll go look and see what it has in the ingredients. That never even occurred to me.
Well, it should just have stevia. That's it. It's all you want in a stevia product. So I was surprised. I mean, I got fooled, and I'm not usually fooled, but I did get fooled on this, and I need to return it. I want to tell you about some snacks. You say, like, what do I eat? You know, what kind of snacks? There's something from a company called Bare, B-A-R-E, and it's organic apple chips. And they are absolutely delicious. They have them plain. They have them from Granny Smith apples. They have them from the Macintosh apples. They have them mixed with cinnamon. And where we bought them originally, I don't know if you have these, you know, these stores near you, Marshall's and TJ Maxx have sections in which they have what they call gourmet foods. And they have not a lot, but a certain amount of really good snack foods. And when I say you read them, read the ingredients, look for organic. But the apple chips are absolutely delicious. Eat them plain. I mix them with yogurt. I also put them on salads. I scrunch them up a little bit more than they're scrunched to put them on salads. But it's a wonderful, wonderful food. Of course, figs, dates, apricots, again, organic. These are wonderful snack foods, and they are fattening. So what I do with them is I cut them into small pieces, so that instead of eating one whole fig at a time, I've cut it into 3 or 4 pieces, and I'm eating one fig, but it takes me longer. and they're extremely enjoyable. They're extremely tasty. They satisfy the sweet tooth. And we do need to stop satisfying the sweet tooth with a lot of sweets. I just saw an ad recently, not an ad, a commercial, that I think it's Coke, is planning to reduce the sugar in their sodas. I'm going to say hooray for that. I don't know when they're planning to do that, but that's one of the things that I thought, well, that's interesting. It's about time. It usually takes a few years, however, before any of these things actually happen. But they're beginning to recognize that people are feeling, maybe I am getting too much sugar. One of the things that the soda does, whether it has sugar or doesn't have sugar, is it destroys intestinal flora. That's called friendly flora. And friendly flora are actually as important to life as vitamins and minerals. You have to have them. And they're being destroyed through antibiotics, whether it's antibiotics because you're taking the drug or it's antibiotics because you're eating food that contains antibiotics. So it's something important to keep in mind that you need the intestinal flora. Wean yourself off soda. You can take, I'd say, juice. You don't want a lot of juice. You have to mix it with water. One that's very, very healthy, however, is pomegranate juice. It's particularly healthy, and I'm trying literally to remember what it was I read about it because I had not been using it. I know it's a rich source of antioxidants, and it also helps to prevent arterial plaque. In fact, it even gets rid of some. So instead of soda, chill pomegranate juice and get it without sugar, add some stevia to it, make it cold, and begin to wean yourself off the sugars that come from, from soda. Something that you are also familiar with, I believe, is sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes, you can eat them instead of regular potatoes. A lot of the regular potatoes now are grown with the genetically modified organisms, which you don't want. So far, sweet potatoes haven't been, as far as I know. You want them to be organic also, because the skin of a sweet potato has a concentrate of a folate, which is a nutrient that helps prevent and protect against cancer. They're also loaded with what's known as beta-carotene, which is a precursor to vitamin A, and that's crucial for your hair, eyes, skin, immune system. And sweet potatoes, I've eaten sweet potato pie, and sweet potatoes can be, I like it plain, but also mix it with some cinnamon, put some crushed pineapple frozen so you don't get any extra sugar put into it because it doesn't need it. And it's really, really delicious and very, very healthy. It is a superfood. It also contains calcium and magnesium. So these, and then I'm telling you about the superfoods that you're familiar with, because you probably eat them, but now that you know how important they are, you might eat more. Like onions, they have a powerful antibacterial properties. They can actually kill foodborne illnesses caused by E. coli, viruses like hepatitis, influenza, and herpes. I don't know how much it takes to kill them, but I know that I have onions with my salad every day, and I also cook with onions. They protect against heart disease by thinning the blood, lowering blood pressure, and they even prevent arterial plaque buildup, both in your body and also in your brain. Garlic, which is an herb actually, has similar properties and is also known to reduce blood pressure.
Folks, you're listening to our super health guru, Beverly Nadler, talk about superfoods. And I want to share with you at this time my super website, my official website, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. You'll find out about my coaching seminar programs, and you will see countless testimonials from people all over the country, people just like you, who have used my services either privately or professionally. So I want to refer you to that, joycebarry.com, and share just a few of my favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse. President Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach. Sylvester Stallone. Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back. President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley. I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen. Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And if you send me that email, folks, be sure to put Beverly-Superfoods in the subject line. I always like to know what show inspired you to contact me. Just for doing that, I'll happily give you a free coaching session. Just write your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the context of the email. The subject line, as I said, is Beverly-Superfoods. And folks, the testimony is you heard and you recognize some of the people who have passed. Well, they wouldn't have been able to come back and talk about it if not for the superfoods. Back to you, Beverly.
Let me mention two very important facts. And one of them is coconut oil, which is becoming more and more popular now. It's an anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal. It improves the immune system. It's antiviral. It promotes heart health. It also works as a detoxifier. It's amazing. Coconut oil, coconut chips, again, I don't know how important. I get the organic, but because it has such a thick covering, I'm not sure how important that is. So I don't want to. But if you can get the organic, do. Another wonderful fact is avocado. And by the way, both of these fats will help to control weight, because when you fat helps to curb your appetite. And avocado contains massive amounts of vitamins and minerals, and it also has a lot of what they call the phytonutrients. It's wonderful in salads. You can, you know, mash it up and make it into guacamole. It's very, very, these are very, very healthy superfoods. And because, you know, time runs out, unfortunately, when you're having a good time. But I do want to mention some other foods, though I can't spend the time to tell you exactly why they're great. I want to tell you, believe me, they are. I do want to say that red beans, because this is a shocking statistic. It was tested the antioxidant capacity of 147 of the most commonly eaten plants, and the winner was red beans. So I thought that was amazing. Beets, I didn't realize this, that beets actually are a natural antidepressant, because they have a compound in it that our brain uses to form what's called SAM-E, which is a natural antidepressant. It also stimulates the brain's production of the fats that it needs, which also works as antidepressants. Amazing to me was how great these things are. Pumpkin, it can actually make pancreatic cells regrow in diabetics. Now, I'm not going to say you eat a pumpkin and that's what's going to happen. I mean, you want to check with your doctor, certainly, if you have diabetes. But if you're pre-diabetic or concerned about it, runs in your family, I would say do use pumpkin. Add that to your diet if you aren't already. And kale, which is a fibrous cold weather plant, is super concentrated with spicy sulfur-containing antioxidants that help to prevent mental decline, heart disease, and cancer. I mean, nature has provided us with really healthy foods. Now, you may notice that I did not mention whole grains, and there is a reason for that. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't have them, but I recently saw a program, and I checked this out from the doctor, medical doctor, William Davis, who said that so many people are actually allergic, and they don't realize it. It's more not so much allergic, but their body's digestive system has not adapted to grains, because grains were introduced in the terms of how long humans have been on Earth. They were, like, introduced last week or something to that effect. So
Beverly, as we're winding down here, I don't want to end the show without hearing one of your extraordinary poems. So would you like to just say briefly to wrap up the message you want to leave people and share one of your wonderful poems?
Okay, what I want to share, yes, I will. It happens to be a very short poem, is that there is something called Miracle Noodle and Miracle Rice. And it's a shirataki pasta, a shirataki rice. It's made from a plant, a root plant that's been used in China for many, many years. And it is and it has no calories. That's what makes it so extraordinary, so that people who are loving pasta may take a while to get used to it, but you might want to look it up. I do want to leave people with two sources where they can get some of these foods online, and usually there's sales and all kinds of stuff. One is called Bitacost, BITACOST.com, and the other one is Thrive, THRIVE, market.com. And you can begin to search out these two sources for food. I sometimes buy food in Whole Foods, and then I go and check online to see if I can get it, because online they are definitely less expensive, unless Whole Foods has a sale. So now we will go to this poem, and as I said, it's a short poem, but it says what I want to say. Food, food, fabulous food. Eating is just delightful, but eating and drinking are even better when your choices are insightful. Then you not only love the aroma and flavor, but you also know that what you savor is actually good for your body and mind. When you do this, you will surely find that natural foods have vital nutrients we need for energy, healing, and staying well. Indeed, you'll feel so good and know the joy of being healthy. It even brings more pleasure than being wealthy.
That's very cute. Very, very cute. Folks, I hope you appreciated this show as much as I did today. Thank you to our wonderful health guru, Beverly Nadler. Those of you that have listened to the show, you said, I got to switch to these good foods. I got to stop with the things, the foods with the additives, the bad things that are not good for my health. Then I ask you to ask yourself the $64,000 question. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And folks, hopefully you don't say, oh, well, I'm ready, I will, I'm going to, it'll happen someday. So I wrote this for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And folks, I want to share with you my very special prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, and you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
Oh! I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.